This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's Apiece in South Philly on a Wednesday. What? Why? For Birds at the Bye, benefits to Travis Mannion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light. At 6, Lane Johnson will be here for the celebrity bartending event. Fans of Philly giving away a trip to go see Eagles Commanders here.
Okay.
That's between 6 and 8 as well. Yeah. I think the cheerleaders are going to be here. I think Swoop's going to be here.
Okay.
And we thought to ourselves, Birds at the Bye, how could we do something special on the WIP Afternoon Show that people never, ever hear on the WIP Afternoon Show at 3 o'clock? And we thought to ourselves, what if we have Elliot here for an hour?
At 3.
At 3. Here is Elliot Shore Parks.
Yeah, that's what's awesome about days like today. You get to hear combinations you don't normally hear.
Yes.
So I'm excited to talk to Ike about this. You know, guys. Yeah.
Well, we never get a chance to talk Eagles
exactly,
with you.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, excited to be here. Honored to be here in one of these chairs.
So what I wanted to do with you, because you were here when we did a lot of this on, we did a show right before the season started with a bunch of, I gave you guys over-unders.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what you guys said. I have a vague memory of what everybody said, but also wanted to, you know, go back to the over-unders and see where we are, you know, on those things.
Was this the one where you called me a little B, or was that another one?
No, this was
the day before the
little B. That was the day. Okay.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Just checking.
Now, I'm going to call you a little, like, you act like a little B more often than you ever have. So who knows when that could come out
again. You do call it.
Yes. Before we get to that, it just came up as we were talking about the Sauce Gardner trade and the moves that the Eagles had made. If you had a chance just to give the Eagles a better chance to win a Super Bowl, do you, instead of all the trades that they made, you just trade two first for Sauce Gardner?
No, I wouldn't do it.
You would not?
No, because, I mean, they already have two elite corners in Quinion and Cooper. And I just don't think you should trade two ones for a non-quarterback. Like, you could convince me into an edge. You could maybe convince me into an offensive tackle. But I don't think it's a good use of resources. So I would not do it.
Do you think it would have given them a better chance to win the Super Bowl this year?
Yes, I do.
Do you think it would have given them a better chance to win the Super Bowl next year?
Well, yeah, Sauce Gardner is a great player. But
okay.
You could trade one of those ones for another player, that other one for another player. Like, I just think you have with those.
What player are you going to get at the level of Sauce Gardner?
I mean, I don't know who's going to be available.
Well, you do know who's available.
Well, I'm saying, like, right.
They were available.
But no one thought that Sauce Gardner was available 10 minutes before that happened. So the point being is you don't know when someone is going to become available. And, like, having those resources in terms of draft picks, I think is worth holding on to. And they have drafted particularly well recently. Like, they are a team that has a lot of high-end costing players on their roster.
We have traded for four corners this offseason. They can't get the cornerback position right.
Well, agreed, but they do have also two great corners. Like, they do have an elite corner in Quinion, and obviously
Cooper's not a great corner. And I love Coop. He's a nickel.
He's a great player.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, but the nickel is a very important position.
So there's an outside
corner, but there's a difference,
corner.
And you know there's a difference.
I agree.
Stop being a little B.
No, but
see,
well,
I told you
he is a great corner. Like I get the point, the distinction you're making, where he's not an outside shutdown corner like Quinion or Sauce Gardner is.
Yes.
But he is a great corner.
He knows what we're doing.
Yeah, he knows what we're doing.
About.
You can't fall into his trap.
No. It's not a trap. They have two great corners. When there are three receivers on the field, they can put two corners out there to cover.
But here's the thing that I would say, E, and I agree. Listen, giving up two first-rounders isn't nothing, right? Those are significant pieces. A, they're going to be at the back end of the first round. B, Sauce Gardner was arguably the best player traded during the trade deadline. When you look at resume, when you look at moving forward, like I like to pick up a Jalen Phillips, but it's more on hope and wish than actual, I'm sure this is going to happen, because he has an injury history to him. Now, if you were telling me from a pass rusher, I'm getting Myles Garrett or Sauce Gardner, I'd tell you in a heartbeat, give me Myles Garrett.
Yes, I agree with that.
But when I look at Sauce Gardner compared to all the players that moved during the trade deadline, his age already under contract for the next 4 years, I don't know if there was a better decision made, especially for the Colts. And you got an opportunity to have Sauce Gardner and Quinyon Mitchell as your corners versus we may not even have Jalen Phillips in 6 months.
Well, yeah, but I agree. Obviously, Sauce Gardner is a better player.
And Jair Alexander, I don't even know if he's ever even going to play starting at corner.
Like, I agree, yeah.
I don't know.
The second cornerback spot is a question and an issue on this team. There's no question about it. Absolutely. But, like, when you can't even really compare the trade of Sauce Gardner to Jalen Phillips because the Eagles paid a third-round pick in the
I understand that, but yeah.
I agree. One is a far better player, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and one is you already going to – he's on under contract for 4 more years.
Yeah, at a relatively high price. But, yes, he is under contract. I would not trade 2 ones for a player to a position where you're already pretty deep on it.
But they're
deep.
They don't have a second cornerback.
It's about deep.
How many teams put out two corners?
The air.
Again, the second corner spot is an issue. I agree with you. But Cooper DeJean and Quinyon are two of the best corners
in
the
NFL. He's like a playmaker.
I don't even know where our numbers are at.
I
don't even know where our numbers are at. But where are we as a pass defense?
I don't know off the top of my head.
But I do know how many explosive plays we give up every week.
Yeah, I agree. Again, I agree the second cornerback spot is an issue.
He wouldn't be a QB. He wouldn't be a cornerback two. He's a cornerback one.
The Eagles are 17th.
Sauce Gardner,
he
bro.
Is. He's great. I agree. But Quinyon is also elite.
The Eagles
yeah,
are,
you would have two number one corners.
The Eagles are 17th this year in pass defense.
But you're paying a premium price for that corner. I wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. I would not pay a premium price for another corner when you already have two elite corners. They need a better corner, too, for sure. But I'm not spending two first-round picks that are huge assets in this franchise for another player like that.
All right.
You want to go back to the over-unders?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So the first one I asked, the first two are sort of related to each other. The first one was total legitimate controversies over under 1.5.
Now, yeah.
Now, I suppose you could say the AJ thing is one, but I don't think they've had two. Like, I think they're under at this point. I think they would be under.
No, they're two. He's had two tweets, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, he's saying if you count AJ as one
as
thing.
One controversy.
But the tough thing is
there was never going to be another person.
Well, there could. We had a Nick one last year.
Yeah.
We
did have a Nick one last year.
Well, Jalen Carter got kicked out of the first
Carter
game.
Jalen Carter got kicked out of the game.
For spitting.
But that's not a controversy.
Yeah, not really
everybody
controversy.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Remember the one caller?
A controversy, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was the one caller?
The one caller defended it or something?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it said that it was a good thing. Yeah. All right. The next one was A.J. Brown comments about not getting the ball. It was over under 1.5.
I think that's hit the over.
There, yeah.
Yeah.
He had that on social media. Forget, like, actual comments.
Now, here's one that I think we all took the under on, but it's getting interesting, is Jalen Hurts' regular season passing yards. So I set it at 3,200.
Yeah.
He's currently at 1,677 with 9 games left.
Wow.
And been trending, you know, the pass game's been getting better.
Yeah,
he's been throwing. Now, you wonder if the running game gets better, if the last two games are a direction of that, if that goes down. But he has a chance to get over that, you know?
I would definitely take the over.
Well, yeah, what did you say, 32?
3,200 was.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, at this point.
I was pressing 4,000.
I was going to say, I think he could get to 4,000 yards.
Boy, he would need to have a serious He could.
He's at 1,677. He'd have to throw for 2,300 yards in 9 games.
Yeah, that's nothing.
So if you double what he's done in eight games, he would need 800.
That's about 250.
Yeah, you're right. They'd be tough to get to. But, I mean, he's had the 300 yards. I don't know.
Yeah, no. I mean, so nine games.
All right, so maybe 3,700.
Yeah, 3,500.
I think the passing game is going to continue to improve.
Now, here's another one.
Also say a career high in touchdown passes.
Well, so here that's an interesting one. So that was, I said, at 19.5. Mm-hmm. He had 18 last year, I think. So, and he had 22 in his MVP year, I think. He's at 15. So, you know, he's definitely going to beat the 19.5. The question is where he ends up. He's at, you know, had the four against the Giants helps, but he's had, you know, in that perspective, he's been much better. And part of this has been they've been so good in the red zone that has had that number higher as well.
The other part of it is they're not running the ball as well. So in the red zone, they've thrown it more. I mean, Goddard has 7 touchdowns. Like, Goddard getting those touchdowns is obviously great for him, and it's good for the offense. I think in some ways, like, Goddard leading the team in touchdowns can be a bit of a red flag for how everything's operating overall.
What?
Like, the fact that they've had to go to Goddard so much. They're going to these, like, shovel passes.
What?
I'm saying, like, you would prefer to have Saquon running the ball. You'd prefer AJ to be getting open. Like, it's good that Goddard's
Why?
Done
Why
it.
Why would you prefer that over Dallas Goddard? Why?
Because Saquon and AJ are the first read. Saquon Aker.
Dallas Goddard is a very good tight end.
He is a very good tight end.
He's a big body, and he's obviously, you can do a lot more from a creative standpoint with him. They've shown you that. That's why he has 7 touchdowns.
If I would have told you at the bye week of this season Goddard was leading the team in touchdowns, I think people would have generally thought something's gone wrong.
Why? But that's why I don't understand.
Because
why?
He's never gotten this type of volume in the red zone.
And you know what? That's always been somewhat of a problem. Have we not always wanted Dallas Goedert to be a more of a threat in the red zone? Is what he's supposed to be.
Yeah, I agree. He's a great red zone player. But I'm saying the fact AJ's not been as involved, the fact they're not running the ball as much, has what's led to Goddard being so involved. Like, Goddard, it's been the backup plan.
I don't know. We asked for creativity from
the creativity.
Hold on. We asked for creativity from the offensive coordinator. They show us that. I mean, it looks better than Tush pushing in all the time. I don't know how many red zone touchdowns A.J. Brown has had in years past. And I don't know. A.J.'s never really been a big red zone threat.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So, I don't know. Like, I can't say I'm used to A.J. scoring touchdowns in the red zone. I look at it like I'm happy the offense is evolving to where they're using Dallas Goedert in the red zone, because that's a legitimate weapon that I think has been ignored far too many years. Dallas Goedert should be way better and more productive in the red zone than he has been. Like George Kittle.
Shout out Donovan McNabb. 215-592-9494.
Tight end, some love.
Bam and Upper Darby, you're on WIP.
What's up? What's up, y'all?
What's up, Bam?
Is Bam sitting behind
us? Are you still at Chickies?
I'm here. Hi,
can you turn the return up?
Yeah.
He said he's in the hallway.
No, he's right behind us.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's right there.
I'm in the audience.
Okay. Oh, wow. Hey, man.
Yep. I think defense wins games, and I'm glad they made these moves with the defensive players.
There you go.
Yeah.
This defense hasn't been that clutch, though.
My next thing is
the only reason they were 4-0.
Yeah.
I hate to do it to them, but I got to brag. I beat Fritz last week.
I know. Bam laid 150 on me.
Yeah, I mean, he crushed you.
No, I know.
It was one of the biggest victories of the year.
Embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Why don't you tell Jack to eat it?
Yeah,
you know, why don't you really
Jack?
Talk some real trash? Don't say, you know, I hate to do this to you. Tell Jack what a loser he is.
Dang, I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't mean to do it to you, though. But, you know, the Cowgirls, I know you guys are Cowgirls defense.
Hearing him laugh at you is very funny.
It is. It is. Yeah. I got nothing to say, Bam. I got nothing to say. My team is smoke and mirrors.
Yeah,
they
big
stink.
Loser. Yeah, not smoke and mirrors anymore. All their smoke and mirrors are gone.
Yeah, no, with a little engine that could's running out of steam.
Yep.
All right, fellas.
All right, Bam.
Love it.
Good to hear from you.
See you during the break.
Yeah, while you're here.
Yep.
So here's one that I set the Jalen Hurts rushing yards at 600. Mm. He's at 207. If things – he has – it looked a little better in the last game. There were a few games where he didn't run at all. Against the Giants, it looked like he was moving pretty well. I do wonder if we see a little more of that in the second half of the year.
Yes, let me ask you guys this. Like, the Eagles seem to be insisting that they're holding on to the Jalen Hurts running plays. Like, through their answers, Petullo, like, that's the insinuation.
They're holding on to them. What do you mean?
Like, they're not calling them as much. Like, they have them in their back pocket, right?
Okay.
I think there could be some truth to that. It definitely seems intentional. Like, if you just look at the games with designed quarterback runs called, he's had, like, four of his five in his whole career this year. So clearly they are not calling them. The question is, do you think they're not calling him because he's been dealing with something, or they just don't want to run him as much, or they legitimately just think we'll call him later in the year where we might need him more?
I think we've had a quarterback who's had injury issues. The injury issues might be maybe making more of it, but Jalen Hurts has slowed down at the end of every regular season and had knee stuff at the end of every regular season. If you can get away with, certainly after, you know, he's not in his second year in the league, he's been in the league enough times, if you can get away with not doing it more, and he's not built like, he's a strong guy, he's a fast guy. Josh Allen just seems never to get hurt. Doing that sort of stuff. But Jalen does seem to get nicked up. If you can get through the year without doing it, and then in the playoffs be able to let him run more freely and win games doing it, this is one thing that I think I might believe that maybe he was dealing with something.
I think I believe it, too.
Yeah, I think I believe it as well.
Yeah, just run him when necessary.
Yeah.
And
I think you don't have to unnecessarily run him. Move the offense, throw the ball, hand the ball off to your running backs, and he has to do, if there's times when it's necessary for him to do it, he'll go ahead and do it. But, you know, quarterbacks, man, it just, not having that guy out there can change the whole dynamic of your team. And no first down, hell, I would almost even concede, unless it's at the end of the game for a game-winning play, no touchdown is worth him being put at risk.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
when you have this caliber of football team and you know what our goals are.
Certainly not in the play. Not until wait
exactly,
for the playoffs.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you're in the playoffs, it's all or nothing during that time. But I'm perfectly okay with him not running as much.
Well, and I also think if you can legitimately hold on to these plays and unleash them later in the year where defenses have not seen them,
yeah,
and you're not putting your MVP at risk, then I think it's worth holding on. What?
Nothing. Jalen Hurts rushing touchdowns. I said at 12.5. He's only at 5. We've seen a bunch of tush pushes.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a lot of tush push touchdowns this year.
Nope.
What's he at 3? Something like that?
Yep.
2-3.
Josh
yep.
Allen has more.
Well, I don't think they're getting the same. I think initially they weren't getting the same push up the middle that they have in past years. Like, you didn't have Becton, Cam was in and out, Landon was in and out. And I think that's why you've seen them have to get creative too with how they score. But yeah, I mean, at this point, I would take the under. Like, we just talked about him running it more, so maybe there's a possibility you see a little more from 3-4 yards out on quarterback draws late in the year. But I mean, it's obviously on pace for the under. So,
well, and Saquon's not getting tackled at the 1 yard line every week.
Well, especially now that Tank's going to be carrying it.
Oh yeah, right.
Yeah.
Tank Bigsby, the other
two-headed monster.
Yeah, Howie Roseman, brilliant move. Howie season
a
hashtag.
Steal. Yep.
So, I think everyone had the over on here. A.J. Brown regular season receiving yards.
Mm.
It was at 1,100.5. He is at 395 yards 8 games into the season. Mm. That is a stunningly low number.
It is.
It's less than 50. Now, I know he missed one. He only missed one game, right?
Yeah.
You know, that's still a really low number.
Well, last year he missed, was it 4 games?
4 games, yeah.
And he still finished with,
yeah.
Was it over 1,000 actually last year?
Yes, he got it in the last game of the season.
And touchdowns was 7.5, and he's at 3.
Yeah.
And here's the other A.J. Brown number, is receptions, I said, at 74.5, which seemed like an easy over. He's at 29.
Yeah.
So A.J. Brown through 8 games is 29 catches, 395 yards, and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I wonder what the second half of the season looks like for him. You know,
well, it won't be enough to get 1,100 yards.
No, we're not getting that. But yeah. I wonder if you could get a second half of the season that is at least that pace. You know, is a 9 games, maybe he ends up with 600 yards in the 9 games, pushes him close to 1,000 yards.
Well, and also I think with AJ, I mean, I think it's fair to worry about his health. I mean, he's currently dealing with a hamstring injury.
And we don't know where that is, right?
Yeah, I think he'll play against Green Bay.
Oh, now, they practice today.
No, because they play on Monday, their week starts tomorrow.
Okay, so we'll get a report tomorrow.
We'll get a report tomorrow.
Yeah.
But outside of just that, he missed time in training camp with a hamstring injury. He had leg issues last year in the playoffs. So, I mean, that number is very – obviously where he's at right now is very low. And I think if he plays the rest of the games, he will – you know, hit that number plus some. I don't think he'll get to 1,100 yards. But the rest of the year, I mean, you might have to factor in he misses another game or two.
Yeah.
Not with this specific one, but it wouldn't surprise me if in 2 weeks he's out or 3 weeks.
215-592-9494. Terrence and Malvern, you're in WIP. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, guys. Okay, I got to bust on Ike first.
Uh-oh.
Finally.
Yeah, finally someone brave enough.
Some years ago, Ike, I called in and said, this is Terrence of Malvern. From Malvern.
You remember this. Ike.
And you were like, Malvern? What's Malvern? Well, do you know what Malvern is now, baby? Saquon Barkley lives in Malvern, so you know.
Got him.
Got him.
County, Ike.
Yeah, you gotta get to Chester County, baby.
Well, hold on. Isn't Ben Davis from Malvern?
It's the wealthiest county in the state. And you were like, where's Malvern, Terrence?
Yeah.
So this is the weirdest call.
This is the best.
This isn't the got you moment you think it is.
Yeah, yeah.
As there are a lot of places around the city, I don't know where it's at. So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, you got him.
I don't get out to Malvern very often.
Saquon, the pride of Malvern. Brent Celek, the pride of Westchester. Saquon, the pride of Malvern.
Is Saquon from Malvern?
No, he just lives there.
I was going to say,
Richards also grew up in Great Valley right here in Malvern also. So
yeah,
that's right.
Malvern's got a little something.
And Terrence, my first tattoo ever when I was 17 years old was in Malvern.
Wow. There you go.
Yep.
And I played Great Valley every year in baseball and golf. Oh, wow.
There we go.
Malvern on the come up.
Hold on, is that what we did the show at from the golf course out there, right?
Chester County.
No, what's the
Shut
place?
Up.
We
oh, no. The golf course where they had the big tournament, or the golf course for the Eagles
no,
radio
network?
No,
we did the tour of Delco. We did the tour of Delco.
Oh, no, Malvern's not Delco.
Okay.
No. That's
Chester County.
That's Springfield Country Club. Yeah.
Is that where we're
yes,
at?
Yes, yeah, okay. That was Springfield.
No, you were in Malvern. Hold on. You were in Malvern when you did the first bet in the parks at the other Chickies.
Was that Malvern?
That's Malvern.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. We nailed it. Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, got him. Got him.
I'll let you know when I'm in that neck of the woods again.
Hey.
The money's in Malvern. Anyhow.
Well, yeah, if Saquon lives there, there's definitely money out there.
Yes.
And good golf courses.
As a black man, I live in a community. I'm the only black that's ever lived here, so, you know.
I would not have guessed that you're a black man.
I live in Malvern, baby. Yeah, I want you to know that. Anyhow.
I'm serious.
I would like to get on the Howie thing and then get back to the Eagles with A.J. Brown real quick if I could.
Yeah, sure.
With Howie, you know, everybody's got to realize Howie's not God. He's not perfect. He can't be right every single thing.
Of course.
He does.
Of course. Right? But we need to be able to admit when he's not.
Yeah.
You know, just because he does something bad doesn't mean you have to say it's actually good if it was bad.
Well, so let's talk about that. So, Campbell, is he not a starting rookie? Was that good?
Well, his snaps are going down every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's a backup edge.
Yeah. So, it might work out in the future, but as far as this year, I don't know.
Are we saying that Kobe Dean's going to move him out of that spot for good?
He did.
Well, he already did.
He moved him out of the spot for this year.
Yeah.
He did.
So, wait a minute. So he's permanently not playing that linebacker spot anymore? Is that what you're saying?
Not in all packages, but N'Kobe is clearly taking more and more of those snaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so wait a minute. So why are we saying he's being downgraded? Number one, N'Kobe...
Because he's playing way fewer snaps than he used to. He played, like, 30 fewer snaps in the last game than any other game of the season.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there an adjustment going where he's going to be looked at the end spot? I don't like that way.
They just traded for an edge, and they signed a retired guy.
Ends. Yes.
If they thought Jahad Campbell was a solution at edge, they wouldn't have gone and traded a third-round pick for Jalen Phillips, and they wouldn't have brought back Brandon Graham. No. If you want to talk about Howie's offseason and say Jahad Campbell is a win, fine. It's not a huge win for this year. He's getting played off the field by N'Kobe Dean. So what is the next great move?
What is your starter in that position?
Terrence, if that is your big Terrence, see, this is the problem. If you want to say that Howie's not perfect and he makes mistakes, you have to be able to admit them when they happen. Do you think letting go of Isaiah Rodgers? No, Terrence, Mr. Malvern, was letting go of Isaiah Rodgers a mistake?
That was a mistake.
Okay, was letting go. All right, shh. Was letting go of Terrence?
That's how he made Isaiah Rodgers, yes.
Okay. Was letting go of Mekhi
Becton.
Terrence, was letting go of Mekhi Becton a mistake?
Absolutely, but he's hurt.
Okay. Was signing Aziz Ojulari a mistake?
Signing him?
Well, yeah, he's been a healthy scratch. He's not even playing.
Okay, Mekhi Becton, Isaiah Rodgers, yes, Howie made
Aziz Ojulari, mistake, right? Right. Okay. Terrence, letting cornerback two go down to Keely Ringo and Adoree Jackson. Mistake.
I disagree with that. We didn't know Adoree Jackson wasn't going to play.
He couldn't even get on the field for the Giants. What are you talking about? We didn't know. That's his job. It's his job to know, Terrence. And when he gets it wrong, you have to be big enough to admit it was wrong. Adoree Jackson stinks. Keely Ringo stinks. They've traded for two cornerbacks in the middle of the season because neither guy is good enough. The one cornerback was a healthy scratch for Baltimore three times. The other one was Ja'Corian Bennett, who we have not seen at all. They were mistakes. Just say it. Say it.
Ja'Corian Bennett
it's worse.
Hell no, I'm not going to say it. Because
Ja'Corian
Bennett.
Say it!
Say it!
He was physical enough to play that second corner, and if he was not injured, he'd be in that corner spot right now.
If he was so good, why did the Raiders trade him for like a 6-round pick? No, they traded him for a player, right?
For Thomas Booker.
For Thomas Booker.
Yeah.
Just stop, 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 stop. Just stop.
Howie for King.
There it is.
You know where Malvern is now?
Yeah.
Is Howie from Malvern?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Not from there.
Does he live there? I don't know.
We got to talk to that guy that bought all his old used clothes. He probably knows where Howie is.
Yeah, what a call.
All right, 215-592-9494.
Is he in the running for the Hestoy truck?
That guy,
Terrence Malvern?
Absolutely.
He might be a front runner?
Absolutely he is. 215-592-9494. So we are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly for Birds at the Bye. It benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation. It is brought to you by Miller Lite. We will take a bit of a break from the Bird's Nest as we bring back the most controversial figure in WIP Afternoon Show lore right now. The guy who is aiming for my job, coming for my job, clearly not coming for Jack's job, too low on the totem pole.
Yeah, doesn't want it.
Not coming
looks
for...
Looks down upon,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, just pressing the
button. Button pusher over here. Not coming for Ike's job, because who would? Coming for my job. That is Broads. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is Birds at the By, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Benefits the great Travis Mannion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light. So with us, as I mentioned, a controversial figure right now in the WIP Afternoon Show, that is Broads. Now, Wednesdays at 3:30, we typically did Flyers and 50, but the last time we did it, it was uncomfortable to say the least.
It was.
As we discovered in a recent interview with the Philly Business Journal that Broads is gunning for my job. He said he wanted afternoon drive at WIP. We questioned him about it. He doubled down. He tripled down. His voice went up 7 octaves. He left without finishing Flyers and 50. Broads?
Yes.
We have decided to have you back for Flyers and 50.
It's a good time slot. It's a good time slot.
It is. Well, you be careful over there.
Did you go with Spike for Christmas, for Halloween?
It wouldn't be that tough for him.
No, that's actually pretty good.
You already got the tattoos. Yeah. About the same size, right?
Yeah.
So are you, before we get to Flyers and 50, I want to see where your head is at. You know, we had a rough moment on the air. I tried to smooth it over. You were clearly shell-shocked after the... Are you in a good place to do Flyers and 50? Are you comfortable with the WIP Afternoon Show?
Yes, absolutely. Listen, I don't know if this comes to a surprise, but I'm an emotional man.
Yep.
And really? What happened was I felt overwhelmed with a lot of different emotions.
Yep.
I will quadruple down and say...
here we go again.
I will quadruple down.
Yep.
I enjoy this time slot.
Uh-huh.
It's great.
Yep.
Maybe one day when I'm 50 years old.
There you go.
I could be here.
There you
but
go.
But until then, I respect every man and even the button pusher.
Exactly.
There you
even
go.
The button
exactly
pusher.
Right.
So,
your pocket presence was lacking, though.
I didn't get it till 48. So, you know, and you're what, 31, 30?
30. Don't, hey.
You're listen. Younger than Fritz.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Any thoughts there, Fritzy?
Yeah.
What? Go ahead. I mean, at this point, everything's on the table.
Yeah,
we've been through
on.
A lot
yeah,
as a,
go
as
on,
a group.
Jack. Yep, yep.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to make a joke about we almost had it at 30.
Yeah.
Save the show.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you know, I did an interview with the Philadelphia Business Journal months before that, and they asked me what my goal was.
If that's the case, then I'm not that far away.
No?
Yeah, yeah.
You're right there.
I don't know, Jim.
Let's do a little Flyers and 50 with Broads.
Flyers in 50 with Broads.
What a game last night in Montreal. Are you kidding? You go up 3-0 after Tocchet calls you out. You're ready to polish the cup. But unfortunately, that second period made me sick. But the good guys fight back. I got 3 takeaways, ladies and gentlemen. Number 1, watching Trevor Zegras is equivalent to making love. This guy is unbelievable. Those filthy hands are disgusting. Number 2, the fellas responded. Seriously, you lose the lead, you go down 4-3, you're on the road in a hostile environment. You got to find a way to get those 2 points. And number 3, Vladar's getting a little shaky in between the pipes. Got to clean it up. Can't allow short side goals. Got to hug the post. Clean it up, Vladar. Let's go, Flyers.
So where do they sit?
Done before 50.
Yeah, the only thing we care about, well, he's keeping it tight now. He knows
yeah.
we got our
strict.
Eyes on him.
Very strict.
Yeah, yeah. This segment was getting a little long, you know, and as soon as we see what your goals are, we might have to tighten it up a little bit. You know, the only thing that matters to the WIP Afternoon Show with the Flyers, well, 2 things. 1, Michkov. 2, are they going to make the playoffs?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally.
So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So are they in playoff position right now? And what did you think of Rick Tocchet calling out the squad? We didn't get a chance to talk to you about that.
Yeah, listen. Honestly, I think before yesterday's game, they were the worst in the Metropolitan. They won yesterday's game, and now they're in that final wild card. It jumped that insane off of one game. So I think technically they're in there. But anyway.
Okay.
When it comes to Rick Tocchet, man, that is a card to pull. He got the response, but I do think it's a little strange that we're talking about 10 games into the year, and this guy's looking at his leadership, and specifically Michkov, in my eyes, that's the way I read it, and said, you need to get Will. I got to find if they have Will. I mean, seriously, think about it. That's almost the most disrespectful thing you can almost say, is I don't even know if they have it. Oh, man. But they responded, so I thought it was ballsy. But if you get the win, then I guess I can't knock him. It's just, when does he go back to that well again? And does he have to? And if he does have to, what does that say? You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, listen, I won't profess to know what the hockey culture is like and coaching guys this age. Obviously, we're coming off having Tortorella here, and he was brutally honest with the team, and he didn't mind sort of riding the whether it was leadership or young guys that was, you know, expected to have potential. If they weren't fulfilling that, he didn't have a problem of calling that out, sitting them, or any of that stuff. But I will say this. When you're talking about Will, that's just another term for questioning someone's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's essentially what that is as an athlete, saying, I don't know if you have the heart to go out here and play the way you should. So you're right. They responded in the short term. I like Tocchet, and I want him here. You know how professional sports are. These are players' leagues. And eventually, when players tune you out, coaches got to go.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's early. I know it's early. And I hope he doesn't have to go to this anytime soon. Because I'm with you. I thought it was just a little bit early for it, but like you said, they responded to it.
Yeah, and maybe this is just the example of NHL coaching, why these guys just literally get recycled. Yeah. Every 3 years, you see this guy goes to that team, then that team. I mean, think about it. With Tocchet, it's the same thing. He was with Arizona, then he's with Vancouver. Here he is with the Flyers. And it's like they just literally get recycled every single 3 years. So I don't know what this means. But the Michkov thing scares me. I'll be honest with you. He is so disappointing. Not that he stinks every time he's on the ice, because he does make some nice plays, but I watch Zegras, and that's a guy that's changing the franchise, where when the puck's on his stick, it's insane. It's incredible. You have to watch, and he awes you. He's doing that well. There's a reason why the ceiling was so high for him in Anaheim. But Michkov, I thought we would get that and Zegras, so we'd have two of those guys to watch every single night, and Michkov's just out there.
He's How old is Michkov?
He's 20. So he
but the great ones, you can see it.
I'm wondering, because, you know, you start to see stuff like this, then my mind goes to, well, what is he doing when he's not at the ice rink?
Is he
what's his home life like? Is he one of these grinders who's constantly working on his craft, trying to perfect it? Or is he young and enjoying being a professional athlete?
And, you know, he's got more money than he's ever had.
So, I mean, I don't know that, but when you get stuff like this, effort and stuff like that from a young player, and you see other young – like, he's in an environment where other guys are thriving. Why isn't he thriving as a player?
That, you know, I was going to – it's not one for one, clearly, because when Joel Embiid was on the court, you could – he was different. Mm-hmm. Like, you could see it, right? Even he wasn't working on his, you know, his body wasn't right, and all, showing up late for games, all that. But you could see when he was on the court, he was undeniable.
Yep.
So you don't have that with Michkov now. But I do, you have to wonder at a certain point where we're all talking about how many times can the coach do this?
Mm-hmm.
How many times can, because this happened with two different coaches with Michkov. And like, at a certain point,
start looking at him.
Yeah, you wonder. Now, if he's out there and out of shape but still scoring goals, then you're in a different spot. But if he's also not performing and not grinding, that's a bad spot. I wonder if there's an article somewhere, if there's a reporter somewhere, to figure out, like, what is going on with him and why is he in this spot? Because he had a good rookie year. I mean, he wasn't game-changing, but he had a good rookie year, to be optimistic. And you want to see this year him taking a step above that, not just to become the best player there, but also you want him to be a leader, you know? I know it's hard at 20 years old, but you want him to be the guy that is setting an example for everybody else. It doesn't seem like he's that kind of guy right now.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And it's funny because I listened to a little clip that went on social media. I guess Danny Briere joined a local Flyers podcast, Nasty Knuckles. And one of the things that was brought up is Briere mentioned that maybe he thought he'd come into the league his second year and things would come easier to him. Now, he wasn't saying it in any type of malicious way, but the way my brain interprets that is, so you're telling me maybe all the stories and all the rumors about the offseason, maybe he did look at this as, I let all rookies in goals last year.
Right.
I'm going to walk in here and just be able to skate all over everybody and score. And now he's sitting here with about one goal through this part of the season. So I think what Danny's saying is almost admitting that he may have walked in thinking, I'm just going to tear up the league, and everybody else is working their ass off in the offseason, and he's behind the eight ball. And then they make up the stupid ankle injury. He was in a car accident in Dubai over the summer, so what was he doing out in Dubai? There's a lot of stuff, man. I'm really not loving
it. I didn't
know
about that.
Oh, yeah. They tried to play it off as if it wasn't a big deal. He was in Dubai, got into this car accident, and I don't know what happened after that, but all these stories are making it seem as if you can correlate them.
Yeah.
You know? That's annoying. But then Zegras is balling out. So what do we do about that? We got someone else doing it instead of him.
Yeah, there's a lot of places to go on vacation. Dubai is a beautiful place. Weird choice.
Well, yeah. Maybe it's a Russian phenomenon, if you will.
Well, yeah. I mean,
maybe all the Russians go.
Well, or maybe, yeah. I don't know. I don't want to.
Stupid joke? Okay.
I don't know.
Hockey guys, Malkin, maybe
no,
they all go.
No. It's just a weird choice.
Yep.
Like, you know, there's a lot of money out there. It's the weird choice. That, you know, go to Florida, man. Go to Key West. Go to Aruba. You know,
think about it. He's from Russia, so you come to the States. Everything is
everything's
insane.
Warm.
Yeah.
We have a whole we have two coasts of warm. You know, go out to L.A.
Yeah,
you know,
we got water. Yeah, women. It's all good.
Dubai.
It's a playpen for a 20-year-old.
Water and women, baby. Water and women.
Playpen for a 20-year-old.
Well, I wonder if there are things that he can do legally in Dubai that he can't do out in the States.
What? We smoke everywhere now.
No. He's not 21.
You think Mitch Goff has problems getting some cold ones around Philadelphia?
I wouldn't.
Well, with one goal, maybe. When he had 26, I'd give him a few.
Let me tell you, not the dry snitch or what have you.
Yeah.
Because I don't know anything firsthand, but I do know this. That dude is not going to have any problem getting in any place in this city.
In Philly.
Yes.
But if he's not in Philly, you know, going to other places in the country, they don't care if he's Mitch Goff.
You're right. They don't even know who he is.
Right.
Now, bros, there's rumors swirling that you got kicked out of your beer league.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. What's up with that?
Actually, can we have him answer it in a second? I just got to talk about Colonial Hyundai, and then this mystery will get wrapped up as well. If you were waiting to go to Colonial Hyundai, there's no need to wait. You know, the time is now. Time is always on your side at Colonial Hyundai. Right now, over 200 brand-new Hyundais in the lot. What do you want? You want a Palisade? It's there. You want an Elantra? It's there. You want a Kona? It's there. You want a Tucson? It's there. Every single brand-new Hyundai that drives off the lot at Colonial leaves with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. And the thing about Colonial is what the Carzar wants. He wants whatever problem you have, whatever reason that you're not going there, maybe it's price, maybe it's financing, maybe it's your trade, that's solid. Of all those problems, right? Great prices on brand new Hyundais, the best financing in the business, no matter what your credit is, rates as low as 0%, and they're going to give you more for your trade than anybody else. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what the condition it's in. You ask me, where is Colonial Hyundai? Well, it's right there on Lincoln Highway in Downingtown. You can always just go to ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. 0% financing applies to select new Hyundai models. $6,500 for your trade. Not available on EVs. Offers can't be combined. Includes all rebates and incentives. See dealer for full details. Let's go back to this Broads controversy.
Yeah, please.
So you were kicked out of your men's league?
Yeah, unfortunately, there was a little bit of an issue.
Okay.
I mean, listen.
Were you trying to take someone's job?
No.
Yeah. You were like, I've always wanted to be the first line center. That's my dream.
I'm a stay-at-home D-man. There's no way.
Okay, all right.
But anyway, listen, the score was 4-1, good guys. Shout out Whalers. All right, we're mucking and grinding at 10 o'clock at night at Pennsauken Skate Zone, working the rear end off. Here I am in the corners doing my job. Well, unfortunately, the lead started to slip. So it becomes 4-3 with 3 minutes to go, and we're trying to find a way with the ice tilted to get the win. And this ref is just out of his mind. He misses a blatant trip. My D partner goes into the wall face first.
Your wife is there?
No, stop it. My defensive partner, right? My D partner, who I'm looking to move
your
the puck.
Your D partner?
Right. That's what it's called. It's called a D partner. I have a
your
D partner.
Your D partner.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Very basic terminology. It's so D
when you,
partner.
When you're somewhere with your D partner, are you each holding your sticks?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. All sometimes right. We're banging it, saying, yep, here we go, yep, well, I'm open, I'm all open. Right. You're calling for the puck.
All right, you're going five hole.
You're going five hole, the whole shebang.
All right.
Anyway, the ref missed the call, and then the other shot on the other side of the ice, they tied up, so I called him the nastiest set of words you could ever imagine in the history of the world.
Wow.
And this guy just looked at me and gave me this insane look. He pointed right at the showers. He responded with a couple of how do you do's right back. And the problem is I'm going to see him next Thursday at puck drop. So I don't know how to approach this.
How are you yelling? This guy's getting paid, what, $100 to ref that game?
But here's my thing.
Poor guy.
Can we get the ref on?
Yeah. No. Poor guy. Broads is out there going, how do you do this? We know how Broads
gets. Beer league hockey.
I know. I was that guy. But to be fair, every week there is a guy. I just happen to be this guy this week. Because it does get that. But respect the game, damn it. You know, if you're out there and you're just, it's not just a little how do you do skate ref. You're out there because you enjoy the greatness of the sport. And you got to make sure you police it. But instead, you're brain dead and you're missing a big call. It could have been my only assist of the season that you missed. It was one of my best plays of my men's league career. You just straight up botched it, you loser. Anyway.
215-592-9494. If you are the ref,
we would love to hear from you.
Please call in.
Yeah, we would love to hear from
love
you.
Love to talk to you. What did he say?
Yeah.
No, please. No. It was not good. I let it rip. And you know what? I part of my competitive drive, I think,
it came. First of all, I was dealing with you guys, so I had a lot of bottled frustration.
Yep.
Dealing with us.
I have a newborn, right? So I'm losing sleep.
Oh, here we go. I got a newborn.
Act like you had a kid before.
Yeah. You guys are always, you know, just making me uncomfortable. And then I had to deal with missing out on one of my big assists of the year.
Let me tell you something, Rhodes. Here's one thing I'm not going to accept.
Feeling bad for me?
Yeah. You putting it on us.
I'm the victim.
Yeah, you're not the victim here. You are the aggressor in this, you know. And of all people, as I mentioned, you're coming for my job.
I didn't say that.
Well,
I didn't say
you
that.
Going after Ike's job or you want to host with Ike?
I want to host with all three of you. I wanted to join the show. Did I say taking someone's chair?
Well,
I said add another chair.
We know in this economy.
Also, Cutter Gauthier is leading the league in goals.
Now that you brought that up, this kid is.
Is he really?
Unbelievable.
Wow. So we got another one get away.
The Flyers ran him out of town.
Wait, he's on pace for Connor McDavid and Austin Matthews type scoring to start his career. So I'm just saying. Now, I don't know whose fault that is. I really don't. Chuck Fletcher, John Tortorella, maybe the kid was just a you-know-what and he wanted nothing to do with us and he disrespected the franchise. I don't know. But whoever is at fault deserves jail. Deserves jail. Because now you're robbing me of watching phenomenal hockey and some great puck on a Tuesday night at the bar.
Broads.
Yes?
This is Birds of the Bye.
Yes.
So wanted to bring it back to the Eagles with you.
Sure.
You as a Jalen guy, as a stamped Jalen guy.
Some would say.
As a dyed-in-the-wool Jalen guy. You got to be feeling good right now about your guy.
Of course. They're 6-2. They're at the top of the NFC. Perfect passer rating games. The run game's getting going.
15 TD passes to one interception.
Howie Roseman, the greatest general manager of all time.
Wow. Oh, man. Let's slow it down.
Finally, someone on WIP that gets it.
Spike, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I do think there's validity to what you're saying about the miscalculations.
Now, sure.
I'm a Howie guy. Some people make it seem like every single move he ever makes in the history of the world is A+, and he's 55,000 steps above everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's to that level. So there's validity in what you're saying, but then there's also maybe the backhanded stuff too where
What? I think he's good. I think he's really good at his job. I can't think of a general manager in football I'd rather have than him.
All right. You need to hear more of that.
Yeah.
Well, then he should do things that make me feel that way, you know?
But no, there was some serious miscalculation. And this is him trying to figure out if he can, on the fly, get the Band-Aids.
Yeah,
you know?
Fix the issues.
And I don't think Zaire Alexander can do that.
It's funny because nobody really believes that Zaire Alexander is going to make any difference.
Besides Richie.
Besides Richie.
Oh, that was insane.
Which tells me. He's probably going to be a difference maker.
I know. I was thinking the same thing.
He's going to be a difference maker.
The bar's so low.
Yep.
The Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. The question was, should we allow Broads on the air today for Flyers and 50 after he tried to overthrow our show last week? And Broads, you will be happy to know that 76.6% said yes.
Now Broads did retweet it.
Oh, I wasn't going to say that.
Well, then I got to retweet it.
Yeah. Get it to our people.
Your
people are scary.
A lot of them had your back last week.
Bro, you're big with the afternoon show.
I know. Yeah. I love it.
So maybe don't bite the hand that feeds.
I love the afternoon show, guys. I love everything about 2 to 6. 2 to 6 is...
All right.
Really appreciate 2 to 6. Everybody.
All right. When are you on WIP again? Hopefully not soon.
Tonight at 11.
There you go.
Coming up next, Baldy joins us, the great Brian Baldinger. We'll talk about the new Eagles with Baldy. I think we talked to him about Michael Carter II last week, but we haven't talked to him about Jalen Phillips. We haven't talked to him about Jaire Alexander. So that is next. This is Birds of the Bye, Chickies in South Philly. Benefits the Travis Mannion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.